Hey, this is Melissa Bartel, the Bathtub Mermaid. It's Sunday, December 7th, 2014, and you are listening to Tales from the Tub.
I only touched your love when the tips of my fingers tried to clutch your love. I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
It's Holidailies here at the Bathtub Mermaid, and that means that I'm sharing with you all the posts I'm doing for the Holidailies meme. What's Holidailies? You can find out at www.holidailies.org. This morning, Dude Looks Like a Lady, or Why Peter Pan is Played by a Woman. I have a special place in my heart for Peter Pan, the musical, even though it's dated and more than a little racist and sexist. I'm not sure if it's because both Peter and Tiger Lily are written for alto voices, and speaking as someone who is decidedly not a soprano, that's a big thing, or if it's because it holds such joy and mischief, but for whatever reason, I like the show. Knowing this, you can safely assume that I tuned into NBC's Peter Pan Live last Thursday night, hoping to feel nostalgic about all the times I'd seen the Mary Martin or Mia Farrow versions on TV as a child. It was a holiday tradition. Snow would be falling, I'd be in my new nightgown or flannel pajamas. My mother and I would make cocoa and popcorn and watch the story of the boy who never grew up. You can also safely assume that while I didn't watch it with the intent to mock it, I couldn't resist turning to Twitter to see what people were saying, especially as the pacing of this production was excruciatingly slow. I mean, seriously, whole planets were formed during the Peter and Captain Hook fight scene. As is always the case on Twitter, some of the comments were funny and some were mean and some just perplexed me. Among the things that I found perplexing, there were people who honestly did not understand why Peter was being played by a woman. I mean, okay, yes, there were all the lesbian jokes one would expect from, well, Twitter, but there were also people who just really didn't understand. I don't think you can explain the concept of a principal boy in 140 characters or less, but I can explain it to you now, so if you're one of the people who perplexed me or if you know someone who is, this may be helpful. It's a bit of theater history. Peter Pan, the character, is a creation of British author J.M. Barrie. Britain, specifically England, has a tradition of a type of theater called pantomime, or more casually, just panto. This use of pantomime has nothing to do with people like Marcel Marceau walking against the wind, stuck in an invisible box, silent acting. Instead, it's a combination of styles drawing from Italy's Commedia dell'arte and British music hall traditions. It's family-friendly now, but it often, especially at first, included elements that were really, really bawdy. Now, pantomime got its real start in the early 1800s, when there was already a theatrical tradition for women to play breeches or trouser roles. Women were cast as romantic male leads, partly because it gave actresses a break from being stuffed into skirts and crammed into corsets, but mostly because, even in Victorian England, sex sells, and a woman showing off not just her ankles, but her calves, was a big draw. So, as the late 1800s approach, you have at least one woman in every theater troupe who is known as the principal boy. She plays the young male romantic lead, but she does it without trying to look particularly masculine. Actually, she wants to show off her curves. Usually she wears some kind of a short tunic with a V-shaped neckline and exposed, although wrapped in leggings or tights, thighs. And she slaps them a lot as she does her part. It's always a light, romantic, comic part. Roles traditionally played by women, these principal boy breeches and trouser roles, included really traditional panto roles like Aladdin and Dick Whittington, and eventually Peter Pan became one of those roles as well. Now, there's some discussion among pantomime purists about whether or not Peter Pan even counts as a true panto. Most people say it's just a children's story, but that's a discussion for another time and place. The point is, the role of Peter Pan follows the pantomime tradition, and there's a long tradition of Peter being played by a woman. In fact, he's only ever been played by a man on Broadway once in the whole history of a musical, and that was when an understudy went on in place of the lead during a review. Now, going back to Thursday's Peter Pan Live, there was a lot that worked about it. There was a lot that didn't. Casting a woman as Peter was not one of the things that didn't work, but I will concede that while Allison Williams can sing, and she sang the hell out of those songs, she didn't really convey enough joy or mischief to really feel like Peter Pan. That said, she'd have been absolutely awesome if she had played Maria Von Trapp last year instead of Carrie Underwood. The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub can be found at www.bathtubmermaid.com. It's written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is recorded and produced using the Boss Jock iPad application. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for pod-safe music. The standard opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Tony. The standard closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. Additional music used for the Holidaylies project is A Podcast Christmas Theme by Tom Shad and Village Song, composed by David Popper and performed by Cello Journey. Questions or comments? I want to hear them. Use the comment form at the bottom of each entry on the website or follow me on Twitter at Melys, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening, and remember to never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. You're coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes,